HarperCollins presents Final Target by E.V. Seymour, read by Ben Onwukwe. Chapter 1. As soon as the lights went out, I knew I was in trouble. Power cut, blown fuse, act of God, happens to honest folk. My dirty past ensured a different scenario. I was a cigarette paper away from a hole in the head. Streetlight ghosting through the window made my body a perfect target. I stepped away from the door and dropped down onto the floor, belly low. Unarmed, fear stuck like a chisel in my chest. At any second I expected the stutter of gunfire, the shatter of glass, the room stitched with metal. Game over. Black seconds thudded past. Killer calm, I went through the moves. My prospective tenant hadn't yet shown. Booked through an agent, the elusive Miss Armstrong could only view my rental property after work. The lady was, allegedly, hard-working and couldn't spare time during the working day. From my new perspective on the floor, it seemed that she was the bait for someone out to get me, and there were dozens of possibilities. Odds on, my attacker was a hired assassin, someone who'd filled the void I'd left behind, and if he didn't shoot within the next 5 seconds, he was on his way in. I'd always preferred to get up close and personal. It was a fair bet that he was cast in the same mold. Eyes adjusting to the darkness, I used my elbows for traction and scooted across the carpet to the kitchen. A knife offered little protection against a gun, but it made me feel more secure. It was also possible that I'd strike lucky. I didn't intend to die without a fight. Cracking the door open, I slid inside. Windowless, the room pooled with dark, shifting shadows, and that gave me an advantage. In one swift movement, I stood up, reached out, swiped the biggest knife from the block, and stepped behind the door. Mute, breath sucked in. I waited.
Hex, is that you?
I froze, peered dead ahead, exploring the darkness. The mention of my sobriquet, known only to a favored few, sounded at once intimate and incongruous.
McCallan?
Apologies for the subterfuge.
I don't like surprises. One moment I believe death is about to wave me through its checkpoint. The next, the only woman who has ever truly fascinated me rocks up and wants to play games. Displeasure gave a cutting edge to my voice.
Is this your idea of a joke?
I pretended to be your new tenant because I didn't think you'd agree to see me.
What about the light trick? I hissed.
Nothing to do with me.
The air around me parted. Citrus and sandalwood and hints of tobacco, then McCallan's breath on my face, her lips brushing my ear, then my mouth. If she'd come to kill me, I was a dead man, but at least I'd die happy. I kissed her back, long and slow. Sure, she'd rattled me, but then McCallan always did.
Must be a power cut, she murmured.
You think? No sooner had the words left my lips than we were flooded with light. McCallan took several paces back and we blinked at each other. She looked even better in the flesh than I remembered, and, if I were honest, I'd thought about her a lot in the intervening 12 months. I took a moment to appreciate her full lips, neat nose, and her voluptuous figure. Her copper-coloured hair was longer. It suited her.
Are you going to put that down?
The amusement in her green eyes implied that I'd overreacted. It wasn't as if the location was some rural backwater where power surges and consequent electricity cuts are commonplace. This was Cheltenham, big population, home of GCH.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?